Is high and we're lunatics now. It's deep in this safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink, though. Oh, yeah. Feels so good to say that for some reason. I'm Joshua P. Warren down here in Puerto Rico at the Bermuda Triangle Base at our flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina, News Radio 570 WWNC. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel. We also have investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, what the heck is going on these days at Wright's Coin Shop?
Crazy busy. That's what's going on. We are buying and selling and getting things worked up and put out in the cases as quickly as possible. I'm building displays and tearing them all apart within an hour because we're selling everything out of them. Michael's building displays. Greg is. We're all building things and then selling everything out of them, and everything looks totally different from hour to hour. It's great.
And so, you know, like right now, anybody who watches the news sees that a lot of crazy, unsettling things are happening in the world, and it involves, obviously, finances. And I always tell people, you know, Wright's Coin Shop is the place to turn your money into more money, and the reason that we say that is because the paper that you have in your wallet could be useless tomorrow morning, but there is an intrinsic value to gold and silver. Just go back and look at the past 10 years, and you'll see that it always goes up in value. If somebody has never bought gold or silver before, and they walk into Wright's Coin Shop and they have $30, can they do business with you?
Definitely. They can definitely do it, and we make it so easy and fun, and you're very much at ease, and you don't have anything to worry about. We'll help you out.
And, of course, you guys have been in business for over 40 years, and people can call you up and just talk to you in person if they want. We have a lot of listeners who do that. The number is 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. If somebody is fortunate enough to live in the Asheville area, how can they find you? What are the directions to get right there to the shop?
Take I-40 and exit 51 at the bottom of the ramp. Turn left, which is away from Biltmore Village, and we're about a mile and a half down the road. We have a huge sign at the road. It's very, very simple.
And, of course, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com that has a map and other information there to make it very easy for everybody. And what are your business hours?
We are open Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
If I were to go to WrightsCoinShop.com right now, which I very well might just to do it.
Right.
Can I buy anything right now on the site? Is there a store on the site?
There is not a store on the site, but actually we do have some items on eBay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I like the eBay.
Well, you know, the thing is, you really need to either contact them directly or walk into the store to figure out what to do. And you know, Shelly, you are a world traveler. You have been to Transylvania in Romania. You have passed through customs and security and TSA type officials. Has there ever been a time when you have been at the security post and one of the guys says, hey, I'm going to do a random check, and pulls you aside and does an extensive search and just gets a good handful of your body?
No.
I don't think they can do that. It has to be a female agent, doesn't it? If they pull Shelly aside, it would have to be a female one to do a thorough inspection.
If you're in other countries, you're in Romania, true. If you're in England, maybe the rules are a little different. So they've never really gotten a good handful of you, Shelly?
No, they have not.
Well, they did me.
Well, aren't you special?
Did you get some gratuitous cupping?
Absolutely I did.
Tell us about it.
I was at Heathrow in England, and, I'd passed through a variety of checks, and I thought everything was okay, and this English man, maybe I should call him an Englishman, he pulls me aside, and he says, put up your arms, and I put up my arms, and he goes, all right, spread your legs, and I spread my legs.
Turn to the left and cough.
And he just rolled my man parts around in his hands for like a good 30 seconds. And then he said, cheerio, mate. I'm not kidding you. Cheerio, mate. Let me go on through. What a wild experience that was. Well, okay, imagine this. Here's a story about a man who was arrested in San Francisco at the international airport there, because he, this 53-year-old, was taking women into a private section. Now, this guy was wearing khaki pants, a blue polo shirt, and blue rubber gloves, and doing extensive screenings of ladies. Turns out this guy was not a TSA agent at all.
Bum, bum, bum.
Isn't that amazing that a guy could show up at a major American international airport and find a room, a separate area, and take women in there and fill them up, basically? For a while, it says, he brought the women in there, patted them down, and of course, fortunately, finally, real TSA agents caught the man, and they thought something was amiss, and it says here that the women were not aware of the policy that said that they should have been screened in public, not in a private booth by a man. And I can understand that because, you feel very vulnerable when you're at an airport, especially if these ladies happen to be maybe foreign and they didn't understand the customs. Says here, the police there, they found the man was doing this. And they arrested him there, and they're trying to figure out how many women that he may have violated. So
every time I've tried, it's just ended in sorrow.
Yeah. Well, some people show up at the airport basically naked.
When I go on a flight, I like to dress up, Don Draper-esque style. I like to put on a blazer. I like to put on a night, I like to look good. And you see a lot of people these days in sweatpants, slides, flip-flops. This is looking really bummy.
Well, I have to remember not to put my hair up because they do fondle my hair and make sure I don't have – I have a lot of hair.
Huh.
It's very, very thick. And they have to, I guess, make sure that I'm not hiding a bomb in it or something.
Right.
Yeah. They fondle your hair.
They fondle my hair.
Here's a story from Iowa City, Iowa. An Iowa City man has been charged with indecent exposure because at least two witnesses found him lying naked and pleasuring himself on a picnic table at 8:16 p.m. Sunday. When they asked the man, "What are you doing?" he said, quote, "I'm playing with myself," end quote.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, hey, he's not beating around the bush. 43 years old, and he's just lying around there doing exactly what he said he was doing, and he was booked and released. Okay. Do you have a certain amount of respect for a man who just admits that? I don't know.
Well, not respect. I mean, he owned up to it, you know. So give him that. I mean, he's not like, oh, me, I'm just checking for lice.
Okay, here's a story about an Australian man, and he has publicly shared what he calls his experience with a term that I had never heard before, thankfully. It's called micropenis.
I thought you'd be terribly familiar with that term.
Fortunately, that has not come across my lexicon. What do you think you would consider a micro penis, Sam?
I believe, being a subscriber to Esquire and GQ, thank you very much, there was an article about this last year. The average American man, I believe, it's like smaller than you would think. 5 1/4, 5 1/2, maybe tops. So maybe they're just saying that to make their readership feel better. I would say if you were saying micro, I would say sub 3.
Oh, it's a lot smaller than that.
Oh, really?
Apparently the term micropenis is attributed to one that is 3 centimeters or less when fully at attention, shall we say.
So can you do the conversion on that?
I did. You know, I broke up my ruler when I read this story, and we're talking about an inch.
Okay, that's really like a big zit.
That's right.
Or it's like a male clit.
Yeah. And this this Australian man, he publicly has been sharing his experience. And he's doing this because he says that he wants there to be a whole new type of appreciation for men who have his situation.
Affliction.
Yeah, it's an affliction. And so he's going through some surgery right now. It's cost him about $45,000. Yeah. He drew down on his mortgage to pay for it. Yeah.
And does he not see those banner ads? Ron Jeremy can help him out. It's right there on the thing. It's like an energy shot.
Well, you know, I mentioned before, I watched this documentary called Unhung Hero, and I don't think it's as easy as one might feel. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about whether or not you have ever shared nude photographs of yourself in any way via the web, and how this applies to the database the NSA has. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. As you stand under the bar light and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night.
the Dark 30 hour. Strange. It's the hour of the show when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the most potentially outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And technologically, this program is brought to you in part by Christopher's Computers in Asheville, North Carolina. That's right. We are processing this signal from Puerto Rico all the way back to Asheville, North Carolina, and then on to you. Because of a Christopher computer. If you have any confusion about computers, if you're intimidated, well, you shouldn't be. Just go to christopherscomputers.com or call this number, 828-670-9800. christopherscomputers.com or 828-670-9800. And there's also a link at speakingofstrange.com. Right along with the link to rightscoinshop.com. And, hey, if you like this show, well, you should go and check out the people who bring you this show. Here's a story about the NSA. It's kind of spooky but not surprising. According to Edward Snowden, the former government contractor who leaked key documents detailing the NSA's broad surveillance tactics, well, workers at the embattled agency routinely circulate nude photographs discovered in their data sweeps. So he did another interview with The Guardian, and apparently he said he had observed NSA employees passing around, quote, sexually compromising, end quote, photos picked up during surveillance. And he explained, now, in the course of their daily work, they stumble across something that's completely unrelated to their work in any sense. For example, an intimate nude photo of someone in a sexually compromising situation, but they're extremely attractive. So what do? Well, they turn around and they show their coworker, of course, and their coworker says, oh, hey, that's great. Show it to Bill down the way.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, and then Bill sends it to George, and George sends it to Tom, and sooner or later, this person's whole life has been seen by all these other people. It's never reported. I mean, you know, no one knows about it because of the auditing of these systems being very weak. But they say your private records, your lives, records of your intimate moments all have been taken from your private communication stream by the government, and it appears to be a violation of your rights. The NSA has responded to the claim but did not deny it. Quote, the NSA is a professional foreign intelligence organization with a highly trained workforce, including brave and dedicated men and women from our armed forces. As we have said before, the agency has zero tolerance for willful violations of the authorities, blah, blah, blah. Come on, guys. We know what this really is. What the NSA really is a bunch of dudes sitting around in a big building with computers. And of course, they're going to send your nude photos around under the guise of national security.
Okay, well, let me just run this by you, okay? Let's just try this on for size. Okay, before there was even computers, remember like the little photo processing shack in the mall? Or in Back to the Future, in the mall parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, you know, booby shots or anything on there, you know that those guys in there were making copies. This was well before computers, you know. And be honest, be completely, you know, don't, because your mom listens or whatever. If you were in a position where you were coming across so much data, and, you know, like a lot of it's boring, and you're like pouring through stuff, and then like you see a bunch of naked photos, you'd look at them too. You know, you wouldn't be like, you know what, this is wrong. No, you're in the NSA, and like we have come to assume that everything is going to be looked at, and, you know, like what's really private anymore. Sure, it might be wrong morally or whatever, but, you know, you would probably do it too. I would, and I'm honest enough to admit it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point
of the story. I mean, it's just natural. Well, it's human nature. Of course we're going to do it.
I want to see naked people.
Yeah, it's one of the perks of the job.
Yes. And if they happen to stumble across, like, a plot or a conspiracy, then that's a bonus, you know. But I think as far as, like, the bad stuff that might go on or, like, the infringement on rights that does go on, that's, like, really on the tame side. It's like, oh, he saw my wiener. Oh, well.
And, yeah,
you know?
And yet there may be people listening to this show who had never actually thought about that before. And now it's like, whoa, light bulb goes off. When you post your sext or your nudie pic, it's not just the other person that you're sending it to who's going to see it.
Let me just throw this story out really quick. Yesterday I got a text from a coworker, and she's like, oh, my gosh, did you see so-and-so's Facebook? And I was like, no, I did not. She's like, oh, I wish I would have gotten a screen grab. Apparently he had taken a photo of his manhood. He was working, and we are all familiar with the butt dial. This is the first time I've heard of a butt upload. And it must have been the last picture, maybe, that was on the phone. And he didn't know it because she's like, it said so-and-so posted two new pictures to Facebook. And she was scrolling through. And the first one was just, like, black screen. And the second one was his junk. Straight to the Facebook. He had no idea. And so then all of a sudden, like, the chain of text starts going around. Like, holy crap, look at this. And it must have gotten around really quick. And then, like, can you imagine the pit in your stomach when you really, like, how many people just saw that, you know? Facebook would be horrible. Like, then your mom would be up on your aunt. My Aunt Louise would see that. She doesn't need to see that.
Well, here's a story from Poland. A motorist at a petrol station got an eyeful when a naked woman came in to pay. Unbelievably, staff and customers in the service station there in Krakow, Poland, acted like this was nothing unusual, and the mystery woman waited patiently for her turn. One man was lucky enough to see the woman in all her glory and said he spotted her walking toward the payment area while he was filling up his car, and he said, let me tell you, she was really pretty in a fairy book princess kind of way, and
that's pretty gentlemanly, actually. He didn't say, like, oh, hey, look at that. She was very pretty in a fairy book princess kind of way. That's kind of sweet in a naive sort of way.
I have to admit, you would enjoy being characterized that way when you were nakedly walking into a gas station, right, Shelley?
Yeah, yes.
It had to be some way.
Exactly.
Way worse.
Okay, here's a story from Austria. This is one that conjures up all kinds of weird images. They say a priest is furious because he is being forced to watch porn movies to see if they were filmed at his church. So he had suspicions and confirmed and went to the police. Someone had tipped him off after recognizing the interior of the church in Horsching, Austria. I know. It's too easy. The video shows a dark-haired local woman wearing jeans and a white blouse, holding a rosary in one hand and a Bible in the other. And from there, well, you can imagine what happened. They say the couple who did this could face 6 months in prison.
Whoa.
Or a fine. And apparently it was necessary for the priest to watch this filth to determine whether or not it was his church.
It was not necessary for him to watch it 12 times, though.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, we have a story here from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'll just read you the headline right now. Raleigh police have arrested 19-year-old identical twin sisters on prostitution charges. Okay, it's the show where the unusual becomes usual, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
fleur.
Should tune out right now if there are kitties around, if there is someone easily offended around. That's why we save these stories for late at night when we bring out some of the more sordid and seedy material that you might not hear so much about in the mainstream news. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You'll find a link at speakingofstrange.com, or you can call 828-298-5402. And, you know, we have continued to ship the wishing machines to people all over the world. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds like the scam of the century, I know. All I can ask you to do is go right now to wishingmachineproject.com. And read the material, read the testimonials, and watch the video, and you'll have a deeper understanding at wishingmachineproject.com. Being the Dark 30 Hour, well, we're talking about all kinds of crazy stories that make your head spin a little bit. And here's one from Raleigh, North Carolina. Two 19-year-old attractive and identical redheaded teen twins were taken into custody at a hotel there. They're both charged with aiding and abetting prostitution. According to arrest warrants, they had been advertising on Craigslist with pictures, and they, quote, maintained a dwelling for the purpose of prostitution, end quote. The ad reads, two twins have invited you to see just how identical they are in form and function. Says here, it suggested prices start at $500 for both of them, and they said they were hot and skinny twins who will, well, bang you silly.
Was that for an hour or a half-hour session?
It doesn't mention that here, but maybe from your experience you can enlighten us a little bit.
No, I'm just curious, you know. I mean, it could be a good deal, or I'm like the Ralph Nader of Craigslist prostitution.
Good for you. Yeah, you should be
the consumer. Want to make sure that the consumer's not getting screwed over here in the wrong way.
Yeah. You got to make sure that everybody gets a fair, square deal here.
Exactly.
I commend you for that. As a matter of fact, we should have a whole section of our website that's like Sam the Animal Steals looking out for you.
Sam the Animal Steal finds the best of Backpage. for yeah. you.
These are raw deals, and these are like a two thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely. Good times.
Okay. Good times.
Great show.
Hey.
Okay. That was What's Happening. Man. No, Good Times had Sheryl, right?
I don't know.
No, that was What's Happening as well. Sorry. There was an Asheville connection there. I was going to tie it in. Continue. I apologize.
Here's a story from Stamford, Connecticut. A teacher there threatened to fail students who wouldn't have sex with her. A high school English teacher there. She was 32 years old. And it says that she claimed that, especially to one 18-year-old student, that she would fail him if he did not continue achieving with her. Now, this woman is married with two kids. She's been sending naked pictures of herself, they say. And it also says she's been giving marijuana out. Wow, man. Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
We're about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these women when we were in school, huh?
Now, of all my teachers, I would say that my English teachers probably have the most influence on me. I'm a literary kind of guy. I excelled more.
I bet you are after hearing that, yeah.
Excelled more in those classes, and as much as I gleaned from their well of knowledge, I would not want either of them to offer me either of those things. Even back then, even if it was like a duber. No, I especially not the other one. No, I don't even think I had one teacher that ever that I'd really want to go down that road with.
Now, Shelley, being a woman, I would imagine that you had more opportunities than us guys did. Did that ever crop up in your experience?
Nope, it sure didn't.
Really? Never?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I guess they
not in
they
high
just
school,
didn't
no.
like you. Huh? They just didn't like you? Is that what it was?
Well, it's not to like.
That was mean. Why are you so mean to Shelley?
Yeah.
But you said not in high school, like maybe at some other point, like in college, maybe?
I was stalked in college by one of my professors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did that turn out?
Not well.
Man.
How about this story? This is from Millersburg, Indiana. A 59-year-old town marshal. Now, I'm not sure exactly what a town marshal is, but it's obviously someone who's elevated to some position of leadership. A town marshal there is in trouble because they say that he was allegedly taking panties that belonged to his son's girlfriend. His son and the girlfriend live in his house. It says here the victim told the state police she first suspected something was going on when she found a pair of her panties in a plastic bag along with several other pairs of female underwear. So she and her boyfriend, the marshal's son, confronted the suspect about his panty collection, and he told him, "Oh, it was just a joke." And he kept it as a fake police evidence gag to show his friends. And he said, "Well, you know, you must have found these, and maybe he found them, and he didn't realize it was hers." So anyway, they put a camera in the room where she stayed. And, well, that's when, according to the affidavit, the video showed the man entering her bedroom and picking up a pair of her dirty underwear and holding it up to his nose and inhaling it deeply and then chewing on them for a while.
Yeah.
And they say that the video shows he was very aroused in the video, so... a detective on the case said the man admitted that he has a problem. It's a fetish for ladies' undergarments.
I have a problem. I have sinned. I have sinned.
Yeah. And he's asking for forgiveness now.
It's funny the excuses they come up with. Oh, those, the panties in a bag? Those are those for my fake police evidence locker.
Yeah,
it was just have set up in the basement.
Me and the boys, we were just, you know.
We were playing cops and robbers in panties.
So they say this is an offense punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a fine up to $5,000. And, well, everybody's sort of waiting to see what's going to happen. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, well, we're going to have the end of the show here. And, oh, boy. The two last stories I have for you, one of them is about a man who made a very poor decision when he reached to lubricate himself. And the other one is so bizarre, I'm not even sure how I'm going to read this one, honestly.
Got to go late into the dark 30.
Yeah. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. And it's the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. Minutes of tonight, Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me go ahead and remind you once again, tonight's show, well, it's full of material that's more sordid and seedy. That's why we save this kind of stuff for late at night. So just tune out. If there are kids around, if the easily offended are around, these are real news stories, but you don't hear so much about them in the mainstream. And tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com or call 828-298-5402. Again, write this down. Seriously, 828-298-5402. Another thing I'll tell you is that this is the time of year when the storms come rolling in, when the hurricanes, when the floods are rolling in. So if you have a gasoline generator, that's fine. But what do you do when the gasoline runs out? I bought a gasoline generator, and then I went to the store, and I saw the line of cars when the gas was in demand. Also, it's noisy. It's stinky. Solar generators are the wave of the future, and the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price are the Sunshine Simple solar generators. I promise you that. I stake my reputation. I'm like, get on the internet, do your research, and you'll buy what everybody else in every state of the U.S. has bought, a Sunshine Simple solar generator. Go to sunshinesimple.com. Okay, here are a couple of stories for the end of the show tonight. The first one comes from, well, a Chicago-based doctor. Now, this is an emergency room doctor, but even he ended up back in the emergency room. That's because that he would try to get it on with his lady with a tube of lubricant next to the bed.
It's important stuff.
But he was fixing a lamp next to his bed and accidentally left some super glue on the table as well.
Are you sure you're not reading the thing from American Pie 2? I believe that was the exact Jason Biggs scene. I think you're reading the back of the VHS box.
Well, this is HuffingtonPost.com, and they say that this man, he took that lubricant, and, well, we know what he did with it. Suddenly, his whole hand was stuck to his most valuable member. They took him to the doctor, and the doctor said it was all of his fingers affixed to his genitals, end quote. They had to talk about possible solutions. The most popular suggestion was a nail polish remover.
Acetone.
But the doctor said the problem is that when you dump acetone on top of some wounds that are partially open, it's incredibly painful. And they also talked about applying hot, almost scalding water to the glue and waiting for the outer layer of skin to fall off, but that could take a day or two. So
you're in a pickle. Got yourself in a pickle there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, according to the Huffington Post, this situation is part of a TV show that's going to be revealed here any day now. So they don't tell exactly how this ended up. But,
aww.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy. But it's called Sex Sent Me to the Morgue.
It's like that guy we were talking about a couple weeks ago, the British TV presenter.
Yeah. I don't know what they did with him. But now, here's the story that I've just had trouble figuring out how to read. A Michigan woman actually shot her lover because during sex, she presumed that he was cheating on her because he did not produce enough love fluid.
Stuff.
Yeah. And she figured when he was not producing enough
stuff,
this was evidence that that he had been doing something else. And just so she pulled out a gun and she shot him in the upper groin area.
Talk about jumping to conclusions there.
Oh well, he's been in surgery for his pancreas, colon, liver, kidney, and now they're trying to figure out, you know, whether or not he's going to be able to continue with an enjoyable life, and she's in a lot of trouble. But what a weird, crazy, messed up reason.
Let's not forget John Wayne Bobbitt. He came back and had a career as a pornographic actor.
Let's hope that
there's
such
wonders
await this man, and I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter at the site. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded! You can make me